Clear skies and 50 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A Nebraska man was injured during a motorcycle accident Tuesday evening in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 52-year-old Thomas Grazer of Omaha was flown by LifeNet helicopter from the scene of the crash on Interstate 80 eastbound to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The accident happened at around 7:30 p.m. near mile marker 17, or about 4 miles west of the Beebetown exit, as Grazer was driving a 2007 Harley-Davidson. Officials say for reasons unknown, the cycle went out of control and entered the median before crashing. The accident remains under investigation. Members of the Midwest Regional Dive Team, assisted by the Iowa DNR and Union County Conservation Officers, recovered the body of a missing fisherman Tuesday morning in Union County. A citizen called authorities Monday evening to report an empty boat on a lake 4 miles east of Creston. An investigation indicated the boat's occupant had drowned, and the crews searched the lake until nightfall Monday. Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator and Dive Team member Brian Hammond told KJAN News the search resumed early Tuesday morning for 45-year-old Richard Lee Gander of Creston, whose body was recovered from 12 Mile Lake.
Found the body about 9:15 this morning. Divers were in the water for right about an hour, just over an hour before we found him.
Hammond said the body was located about 20 yards from the shore of the 635-acre lake and has a maximum depth of 44 feet and 15 miles of shoreline. He said while the outcome is not what anyone wanted, he's glad they could complete the recovery promptly.
A fast recovery. I mean, sometimes these last for hours and even days, so we're very fortunate.
It's the second recovery of a drowning victim the team has made this year. The other was a drowning victim near Skidmore, Missouri. The Midwest Regional Dive Team has 18 divers, 3 trainees, and up to 25 support members. Their members are comprised of personnel from the Red Oak and Clarinda Fire Department dive teams, the Cass County Sheriff's Office dive team, Adams County Emergency Medical Services, and Ringgold County Water Emergency Team. A state recreation area near Council Bluffs is scheduled to reopen soon. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the Wilson Island State Recreation Area will open its gates on Monday. Workers are currently adding fire rings and picnic tables. The park was originally scheduled to open more than a month ago. It was delayed by storms and flooding in June that caused damage to the area, though. The park has been under a cleanup and restoration for several years. Its campground has been closed since it was flooded by the Missouri River in 2011. Governor Terry Branstad is seeking federal help to aid 22 Iowa counties affected by recent severe weather. Branstad said Tuesday he signed a letter to President Obama requesting a presidential disaster declaration. Funding from the public assistance program would help to rebuild damaged infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and culverts. The severe weather between June 26th and July 7th produced damaging winds, tornadoes, heavy rains, hail, and thunderstorms. Among the counties included under the request is Audubon. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports the city of Creston discharged about 10,000 gallons of wastewater to an unnamed tributary of the Middle Platte River on Monday. A shutoff valve failed around 2 p.m., causing an electrical shortage at the Creston Wastewater Lift Station located at Highway 34 and Industrial Parkway. The discharge to an unnamed tributary occurred when portable pumps were unable to keep pace with the wastewater flow. The discharge was stopped at around 5:30 p.m. when a pump was obtained that could handle the flow until electrical repairs were complete. Officials say the health risk was minimal due to high water levels in the tributary and Middle Platte River, and there was no reported fish kill. The DNR is continuing to monitor the situation. At our funeral announcements this morning, William Billy Huckins, age 79, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Billy Huckins will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Stanley Edward Peterman, age 61, of Villisca, died Monday at the Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Stan Peterman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Villisca Presbyterian Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Lawrence Larry Joseph Weiss, Jr., age 77, of Portsmouth, died Sunday at the Nebraska Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Larry Weiss, Jr. will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Henry Clay Belcher, age 94, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. That's this morning. Services for Henry Belcher are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ross Bornholt, age 83, of Walnut, died Tuesday at the Cass Colley Hospital in Atlantic. Services for Ross Bornholt are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.